Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Yo, what's poppin'? You know what time it is. It's your boy, Mr. J Hill. J Hill Podcast, man. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to all my returning and new subscribers of the J Hill Podcast. We're over 100,000 subscribers. It's going crazy. Right now, I have the pleasure to sit down with the returning guest, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Somebody I can call homie. You know, I don't really get them titles out too often.
For sure.
This guy is one of the most talented artists around.
Mm-hmm.
Still going on tours, still making bangers.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, some could say one of the innovators and catalysts of what we know now to be TikTok.
For sure.
Just a businessman, entrepreneur, musician, just a dope ass nigga.
Yeah.
K Kevin's in the building. Shit.
What up,
brother?
What's up,
brother? I appreciate you for pulling up, bro.
Love. You know, it's always love when I come through.
Of course. First and foremost, I want to say thank you. You opened my eyes to the business of music.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Talking to you, right? You know the conversation we had about falling off and things like that.
Yeah.
And I don't think I understood how much artists flourish in the business, even in the absence of what we might see as the limelight.
Yeah, for sure.
You open my eyes for that.
It's a lot that come with that shit.
Mm.
It's a lot that come with that shit.
Yeah. Sure. How has it been, bro?
Everything good, man. You know what I'm saying? Same game. We playing the same game. We run the same race. You know what I'm saying? We locked in on what's important, what's true to us.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, shit. We gonna keep rolling, shit.
Yeah, fuck you, bro.
But, yeah, we're on the same mission. I just announced that you said something just before we sat down about the partnership.
Mm-hmm.
I signed that back in November, but I just announced it tonight.
Congratulations. Today,
you know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. So we on the same mission, bro. Nothing changed. Album dropped tonight, built different. You know what I'm saying? We on their ass.
Now, when I hear built different, part of me hear like this sense of wanting to prove myself that I'm not one of these niggas. Do you feel that?
I ain't got to prove nothing, for real. You know what I'm saying? I already showed these niggas I ain't one of these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Built different just based off, you know, the label called Rare Sound. You know what I'm saying? The brand is Rare. You know what I'm saying? So you put Rare, that's built different off the top. You know what I'm saying? It's just something I just had to, you know, when I come up with these titles for these albums, it's just how I'm feeling at that moment. You know what I'm saying? It really, I don't like to go too deep into it. Even though you got to make sure, you know what I'm saying, everything makes sense with the rollout, but it just what came to me one day. You know what I'm saying? I just built different. Shit, that's the name of the album, Built Different.
You know, it's crazy because after, like, again, the conversation and reflecting on the conversation and seeing some more of your conversations with other people, even when I think of Rare Sounds, right, it's Rare, right? I think of, like, because I do this a lot, like, I'm really not one of them.
Right.
And I don't know if I do this to continue to, like, I want people to know, and I don't know why it's so important, but I kind of see myself and you when at Rare Sounds, Built Different. It's like, I need y'all to know.
You got to let them know.
And why is that so important?
It's important because if you don't tell them, who going to tell them?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't let these folks know, if you don't stand on your business and let these folks know your true potential and your true power, ain't nobody else going to stand on top of the mountain screaming for you. Mm. You got to be the one to stand, you know what I'm saying, stand down. And, you know, I feel like that. You know what I'm saying? Just off the simple fact, like, what the game try to do to me. You know what I'm saying? We had that conversation before. And, you know what I'm saying? This title, you in hindsight, you go full circle. Just, man, listen, man, this shit lit. Shit lit. And I want to let these niggas know this shit lit. You know what I'm saying? Even the folks who don't know what's going on, I got shit going on. You know what I'm saying? And I want you to know that. And even if you don't give a damn what I'm talking about, it's not for you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm doing it for a certain crowd.
Mm.
And the crowd I'm doing it for, they love it.
Right.
So I got to let them know. I got to let them feel, you know what I'm saying? I got to empower them. It ain't just me empowering myself. Of course I am, but I'm empowering whoever listening to me too. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, facts. And like you said, we spoke about the the mistreatment of the labels. We talked about how they tried to blackball you from the industry. We talked about all those things.
Yeah,
right?
We already did. Huh?
One thing we didn't, that I didn't really talk about in the reflection of, yeah, those things happen. Mm-hmm. And they say the best revenge is success.
Right.
Right. And you've been successful.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
But I'm wondering, is it still some type of hurt there from what happened to you in the industry, what they tried to do? And even, is that the fuel to why you continue to show up and apply pressure? Is this, do you still feel some type of like frustration?
Nah, I ain't really, as far as when it come to that, I ain't got no ill or bad blood when it, the old shit. You know what I'm saying? I do it for myself. I try to be better every day. I try to be the best me every day. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with Interscope. It ain't got nothing to do with music. It's just me personally. You know what I'm saying? I go to the gym every day. I work out. I goddamn meditate. I stay centered. You know what I'm saying? I stay in the studio. I stay on my job. So that's me trying to be, you know what I'm saying? How can I put it? Like, trying to be better than yesterday. I'm trying to outdo myself every day. So it ain't really got shit to do with nobody else. It's a me thing. Me versus me. You know that Moneybagg said.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Feel like me versus me. So I'm just trying to outdo myself. I might reach a certain milestone, you know what I'm saying? Well, in 2024, I probably did something. I was like, okay, cool. They like that, but I know I can go bigger than that. I know I can do something better than that. You know what I'm saying? So I always just try to outdo myself.
Yeah, I'm the same way, bro.
You feel me? Like, ain't shit, why not? We got one life to live. What the fuck is we doing?
Nah, facts.
We sitting around doing, we bullshitting, or we trying to be great.
Yeah, nah, bro, you know what's funny? You ever seen the movie Lucy?
Lucy, I don't know.
So it's a movie about, I can't really explain exactly how it was, but, it was this girl, like, she just kept getting new information in her brain and just learning. But she became like, how can I explain? Somebody help me out. Remember the movie? Yeah.
Well, she on point.
Okay.
She got adrenaline resistant and then her brain grow. And then she did. She learned so much information and she knew everything in the world. It was omnipotent, omnipresent.
Mm. So, yeah. So, right. So, she took this, the movie Lucy, right? She took this pill. And, like, she was just gaining so much information that she was at one point where she gained, like, all of the information.
Yeah.
Where she was just present. She could feel things. She could see things, like, way beyond her time.
Yeah.
And at the end of the movie, she had so much knowledge that she kind of, like disappeared. Like, her whole body kind of, well, how would you explain it? Exploded? Like, combust, like, right? Like, into, like, particles. Mm. That's how much information she knew. Mm. And I literally was just having that conversation, like, man, I want that much information that when it's time for me to go, yeah, that I go that way.
Mm.
But in saying that, this constant desire to be better every single day, that shit is stressful.
Hell yeah.
And I was wondering.
Just tell me when you pull it up, how tired you are.
And I was wondering, like,
I feel like that every day, Jay.
Right, exactly. I'm like, how do you deal with that?
Every day. How do I deal with it? That's a tough question, bro, because, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I do so much in a day. I feel like I need more than 24. But I'm going to tell niggas the key to how to deal with this shit for real. Take a fucking nap, bro.
How do you get tired of taking a nap? Like, you laugh. Like, give me some game. How do you get time?
Take a nap, bro. Like, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, bounce back. You know what I'm saying? I remember I read a book. It was a Kobe, like, I forgot what the name of the book was. But Kobe used to say he used to take just 15-minute naps, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, just you got to just find some time. Like, nigga, you got 15 minutes in a day. You know what I'm saying? You might be on that phone scrolling for 15. The key really is put that phone down.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Turn off that TV, put that phone down, and just go somewhere quiet and just reset and bounce back and go, you know what I'm saying, get back to it.
I love the way you put that, bro, because I have a lot of conversations during the day. And it's crazy how, because I think you've dealt with this a little bit when it comes to substance abuse at a long time ago.
Yeah, for sure.
It's crazy how in times we are able to make excuses for what's not suiting us.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend was talking about how morning after, shout out him, he was saying how, like, he wanted to take a break from social media. He so much so that he got another phone, and that's his work phone for social media, but he leaves it home.
Mm.
And for me, I'm like, man, social media really don't hurt me. Like,
yeah.
I work on it. I really don't allow it to consume it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we talking about taking a nap, and it's like, yeah. I mean, I can see 30 minutes where I could put the phone
you
down
feel
and go
me?
To sleep, but I'm making excuses for
mm-hmm.
it to suit my lifestyle when really it could be better.
It could be. You know what I'm saying? You gotta stay down and be disciplined and know what you really want, what mm-hmm. you're trying to accomplish. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to, you know what I'm saying, face that, because I'd be trying to just, all day. I was like, man, I'm burnt out. Mm. Something got to shake. You know what I'm saying? You got to just find a little time, like a little time in your schedule. Like, man, let me just fall back. You know what I'm saying? Because with me, my problem was back in the day, like I always felt like I was going to miss some shit. Mm. I don't be missing shit. And you really don't miss shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends on how long you know what I'm saying, clock out for. But, bro, you got to take care of yourself at the end of the day. Mm. You don't take care of yourself, this shit going to take care of you.
Yeah, one thing I was wondering, because the first conversation was like the introduction, and again, now I really, like, now I feel like I'm invested, yeah, like, subconsciously and just, like, on purpose.
Yeah.
Because, like, again, you've came up in a lot of my interviews, bro, because, like, you really opened my eyes to, like, the business of music, like I said. Yeah.
So I appreciate it.
Nah, shit, I appreciate it, because yeah, I understand. But when I think about it, I was wondering, like, do you feel the power of who K-Camp is? Do you understand? Do you recognize who you are when it comes to this music and what you've done?
You know, it's crazy. For a long time, I really didn't. Mm. For a long time. I think when I opened my studio, that's when I started feeling the power. Mm. And that was we opened it up in 20, but it was closed down in a pandemic. So like 21, I think that's when I really started noticing who the fuck I was for real. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I just had to really like take a step back. Cause one thing with me, you know what I'm saying? Like I played that humble role for so long, like to the point where I was hindering myself being too fucking humble. You know what I'm saying? I had to really like take a step back and look at myself in the mirror like, nigga, turn the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like you done did this, you know what I'm saying? You still got a lot more to go, but turn the fuck up, stand on your business. And you know what I'm saying? And I always hear it from different people like, nigga, you him, like you know what I'm saying? Niggas can just talk about, you know what I'm saying? You can hear it, like, but you got to feel it. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You can hear it, but if you don't feel it, I ain't saying I didn't feel it. I knew I was that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I made it out from where I came from. I didn't put up this many records. I didn't did this. I didn't made, you know what I'm saying? I know I was that nigga, but it's just like, the game made me feel like I wasn't that nigga. The way they did me made me feel like I wasn't.
Okay, because in my mind, because now I want to go back, because how do you not feel like that nigga at that time? Because you're talking about 2021, you just started feeling like you him. You started understanding who you are. Mm-hmm. But by then, you already put points on the board. I mean,
put a lot of points.
Yeah, I'm thinking like you already got three MVPs.
It wasn't good enough. You know what I'm saying? Because in the game, you're only as good as your last record. Mm. So if you put out, you know what I'm saying, you can have the biggest song, and you ain't got shit that's out for the, 6 months, a year? Niggas talking about somebody else. Mm. So you like, damn, I thought I was him. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like one of them things, like, especially in the rap game, any other industry, I feel like they ain't playing like this type of game we playing. You know what I'm saying? Because the game is recyclable. You know what I'm saying? One in, somebody in, somebody out. Somebody in, somebody out. So during that transition, when you ain't got the hottest song at the moment, you got to pull some inspiration and some confidence from somewhere. You can you know what I'm saying? You can say you him all day. But you fuck around and turn into, you know what I'm saying, used to be a used to ass nigga. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So you got there and you feel like you him and you ain't did shit in 3, 4, 5 years, nigga. I'm like, nigga, you ain't got shit popping. Mm. But you still feeling like you him, but you can be him internally, but you really ain't him. You ain't him right now. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, I don't know. I had to find that. I feel like because I was just in artist mode during that time. You know what I'm saying? I was just, you know what I'm saying, on bullshit, getting fucked up, fucking just doing wild shit. So my mind wasn't really there as far as like just understanding who I was as a man. Mm. So when I opened up that studio and I really was like having operations going on, when I had Kevin Lyles in my shit, when the whole 300 staff was there, when Honcho threw his release party before he, you know what I'm saying, went crazy, you know what I'm saying, the different people I was seeing in that motherfucker, and I was like, nigga, this is my shit. Mm. I was like, oh, I'm him. That when I started feeling like, oh, nigga, come on now. And he nigga respected me just, it wasn't even respecting me on the music level, it respected me on the business level, like, this young nigga know what he talking about. He know what he doing. He know what he talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's when I started feeling like, chuh. Mm-hmm. I just put the music on top. And I was like, chuh, can't nobody fuck with me.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I could definitely dig it.
You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy because, you know how they say like business and emotions don't go together, or like business and friendships don't go together? I don't know if I believe that, bro. Like, I don't know.
You don't?
Not saying believe it. I don't know if I'm okay with that.
Explain.
Because I feel like I don't really need nothing from nobody. I'm a man. Right. I handle it my own.
Right.
So we build a relationship, then I would rather do business with you from that.
Right.
And honestly, I don't care to do business with nobody I'm not cool with anyway.
Facts.
So if I'm not cool with you, I can do without you.
Facts.
That's how I look at it. So that being said, if I trust you that much to do business with you and you sneak me, I feel away.
Of course.
It ain't just, it's just business.
Of course.
I feel like when people say it's just business.
It ain't just business. That shit personal was a motherfucker.
And I think that's the industry, whatever that we want to call this shit, the industry way of putting an excuse on fuck shit.
On God. You know what I'm saying? Whoever fuck made that quote up was on some bullshit. No, I ain't fucking with it. Whoever made that quote up, it wasn't right, Jack. It wasn't right.
So, having said that, when you operating in this new space of K-Camp, the owner, right, the businessman, yeah, you making music, you going on tours, but that ain't nowhere near, that ain't even a speck of the work that you're doing on your everyday.
Exactly.
When you operating in that space.
That's what they don't know.
Exactly. You see? We see.
Yeah.
When you operate in that space, how are you maneuvering in and out of relationships, business partners, things like that in the industry now as the new K-Camp?
I feel like it's the same, bro. You got fuck niggas and you got niggas who solid. When it comes to both sides, when it comes to music or business, you know what I'm saying? You can run into somebody and just think this person got it together and they got, you know what I'm saying, all they ducks in a row. And you look behind the curtain and shit, you know what I'm saying, some bullshit. I feel like it all go hand in hand, bro. I done met a lot of folks in this game that I done did business with that it don't work out, and it always don't end bad, you know what I'm saying? Shit don't always just end on the wrong shit, but, you know, everybody ain't got their shit together. They might dress it up like they do, but they ain't really got their shit together. And the folks who do got their shit together, salute to them. That's the people I want to go in partnership with. That's folks I want to, you know what I'm saying, grow a relationship with, but this game tricky, man. I remember probably like 2-3 years ago, bro. I was flying back and forth to Vegas. This one, like the NFT, it's probably longer than 2-3 years ago. Cause time be fucking flying, boy.
Give me a second.
It might have been
please.
Four. I don't know. That shit be moving. But I was it's when the NFTs and all that shit was going crazy, like the, you know, the crypto, blah 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 blah. And I was flying back and forth from Atlanta to Vegas, just doing business with, you know what I'm saying, everybody that was in that space. Like it was at one point I was about to transfer $100,000 to get some NFT. It was a whole bunch of shit. And come to find out, all them niggas was scamming. They was fraud. And mind you, I'm going out with these niggas. I'm having dinner. You know what I'm saying? And they seem legit. They buying it. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't what it seem, my nigga. So you got to be real careful. And you got to just filter through a lot of shit when it comes to this game. Any type of field, you got to just put your antennas on. You can't just go in naive. Just because you see a nigga with some money, I don't think he just... You can't be green with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything ain't.
How do you channel that self-control, respect, that inner businessman? Because that's what it really is.
Yeah.
When you approach different roadblocks like that. Because it's super easy where we come from to crash out.
Yeah.
Because where we come from, you can't do that. Because it's consequences that you can't.
Exactly.
But in the business of
it. You can't do that.
You can't crash out.
I had to learn that, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I was the crash out, bro.
How do you maneuver when you hit those roadblocks?
I give it to God, bro.
Mm.
I just give it to God. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really move off just energy and spirit. And if it ain't on my heart to continue a relationship or do something, I just, you know what I'm saying? I don't even stress about it too much. You can't stress about it too much. I done had situations where I thought shit, I was like, oh, this shit gonna turn me up. This shit gonna change everything. And it just don't align and shit just, and I don't just be, hey, what happened with, hey. I just fall back. You know what I'm saying? I just fall back. I let shit just be what it is. Cause one thing, you know what I'm saying? Like back in the day when I was a young nigga, bro, I used to stress myself out about the stupidest shit. Like everything used to get up under my skin. Everything used to make me mad. You know what I'm saying? And I really just, Mom Dukes, shout out to Mom Dukes, man. You know, it's the cliche quote everybody say, like, what they say, let go of shit you can't control.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That shit sound like, whatever. But when you really let that shit go, you know what I'm saying? Your life become a lot more smoother because I worry about the shit I can't control, bro. The shit I can't control, sure, I ain't got time for it. I scrape it off the plate, like, what's next? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, especially at this age, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done seen too much. I done did too much. I done felt too much pain when it come to this shit. So I just be like, man, if it ain't for me, God gonna remove it. If it's for me, he gonna put it right in front of me.
Yo, do you think wisdom is something that we can pass down or has to be learned?
Both.
I ask that.
I ain't got no jits.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I want some. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no jits, but I know for a fact when I do, I'm giving the game.
Yeah.
I'm going to try my hardest to get a game off. It's on them. They listen. But they got to learn on their own. You got to bump your head. You know what I'm saying? We all bumped our head coming up. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to try my best to make sure they know. I'm talking about transparency. Like, I'm giving it to them raw. You feel me?
I ask that because it's like life is this revolving door. Like, just continue to spin around. And I'm pretty sure people tried to tell you coming up little moves that could have changed your life before you had learned, right?
Yeah.
And even with kids, it's like one of the hardest things to accept is that no matter how much game you give them, that they're going to be who they want to be.
They can do what the fuck they want.
Right? And I was asking that because, like, how do we truly give the generation that's coming after us game for them not to go through the same thing we went through? Like, how? Because you, like you said, your mother told you, let go of things you can't accept. I mean, you can't, right? Like,
yeah.
But it's like we had to learn that on our own.
We had I feel like if we had answers, everybody, you know what I'm saying, these young niggas wouldn't have switches and got
it. No, facts. It's like, get worse.
Cheese and shit here, man.
It's like, god damn.
Shit fucked up out here, man. So I don't know. I really ain't got the answer to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing I can't control, so I'm going to let it go. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, now, and it's hard, though. And we say, like, things are cliche for a reason because it's true. And I got the tattoo on my chest. It says, it's a serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, but the wisdom to know the difference. And that's on my chest.
Yeah.
And even still, to this day, it still be hard to accept things that I can't control.
Facts.
But I put it there as a reminder. Facts.
Right. That's so, all you need, those reminders, though. We ain't perfect, bro. Ain't nobody perfect. We all trying to figure this shit out. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. Everybody in this room don't know everything. You know what I'm saying? We trying to figure this shit out. And we trying to figure out what worked for us. You know what I'm saying? And what's going to work for whoever you passing it on to. So, I don't know, bro. That shit just, it's one of them question marks over everybody here. For, I think until we when we gone, this shit still going to be 20, 30 years later, they still going to be talking about that same shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I think Tupac once said, like, I might not change the world, but I'm gonna be the inspiration for somebody to change the world.
That's what I'm saying. We can only inspire. And that's why I do it for real. You know what I'm saying?
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
I feel like the journey and the path I'm on, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to just show niggas, like, I ain't gonna say niggas, I'm trying to just show the youth, like, okay, it's this way. And I'm trying to create a way that you didn't think was possible. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do something that's like, they said I can't do that, but I see him doing it, so let me try to do that. You know what I'm saying? So that's gonna open up a whole floodgate of, you know what I'm saying, girls and boys that just want to try this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like the same shit you said, what Pop said, like, it's true. Like, I'm not trying to do what everybody else did. Mm. I'm inspired by who did it before me, but I'm trying to do this shit my way. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And whoever get inspired by it on my path, hey, take it and run with it. Do it bigger than me. Do it better than me. You know what I'm saying?
So let's go back to the music right now. You just announced the partnership.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Now, is it still 100% independent? How does that work as far as the music and the business side of it?
With this situation, you know what I'm saying? The game is changing, bro. I don't know if, you know what I'm saying, how deep you went into the music space, but, you know, a lot of artists waking up as far as the major labels and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, the independent world is the way to go.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you got to understand, that shit is expensive. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no hoe. When you playing an independent game, like, that shit is expensive. But as far as my situation, Virgin is a major distribution.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I signed a great deal, my nigga. I signed a great deal because I came in with leverage. And I met somebody in Nashville while I was on, I did like 5 shows with Kevin Gates. And I think Knoxville was one of the last cities. And we had like a little walkthrough, a club appearance in Nashville. And it's a event called Music Biz that, you know what I'm saying, if you know, you know. They do it every year. Last year it was in Nashville. This year it's in Atlanta, actually. But me and my DJ, my business partner, you know what I'm saying? He told me, he's like, hey, you know, Music Biz in Nashville. So boom, we tapped in, finessed our way into the hotel. They ain't had no more rooms. We finessed our way in the hotel. And in the lobby, you got like 300, 400 execs in one setting. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers who run, I ain't gonna say the CEOs, they probably was ducked out, but like the VPs of Apple Music, Spotify, all the little distributions, everything that you could think of in the music, everybody in this lobby. So, you know what I'm saying? It just, you know what I'm saying? I ran into a blessing. I ran into some guy, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Brian, you know what I'm saying? He recognized me. I told him what I had going on. He said he would love to help. You know, after a few months of negotiating and trying to figure out a plan, he walked us into Virgin.
Mm.
And Virgin gave me one of the Master P deals.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, and it's so crazy because I just said this in an interview a couple weeks ago. The guy who got Master P his deal back in the day with No Limit is the same nigga who got me my deal with Virgin.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? 20, 30 years or however long it was. But, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's a blessing to God to being in the right place at the right time. Because, you know, it's just one of them things. Like, if you want it, you're going to find it. Like, we didn't have to go to that conference. We was, you know what I'm saying, when the nigga was just in the club drinking with some hoes, just chilling, you know what I'm saying? And we just said, okay, cool, let's get out this mode and go handle business, you know what I'm saying? And I ran into a blessing. So, but the Virgin deal, shout out to Virgin, you know what I'm saying? This tonight is going, it's the test. It's the first album with them, you know what I'm saying? The first, you know, just seeing what the relationship is like, but I feel like they going to handle business. It gave me a great situation. I don't want to get too much details, but, you know, great percentages, ownership of masters. I always had free creative control.
So you being independent for so long and having so much success with it, what made you, I guess, change your mind? Was it the situation or was it you were just tired? Like,
no, I'm still independent.
100, okay.
Yeah.
But you wasn't like tied to nobody.
I was with Interscope since 2014. I was with a major label.
Wait, I thought you been got out of that.
I got out of Interscope situation in 22.
So it's only
I've been independent 3 years.
I thought you was out of it when we talked.
I was. How long when we talked?
Two years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's 3 years still.
Yeah, 3 years in the.
So you didn't see yourself just not partnering with nobody. You always wanted to.
No, I always wanted this type of deal.
Okay. Okay.
I always wanted this type of deal because you got to understand for like that 3 years and shit, before them 3 years, even when I was with Interscope, I was always spending my money.
Mm.
I was always putting my money. I didn't put hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know what I'm saying, of my own money that I earned back into myself, praying that something shaped.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like praying like, okay, I did this. Yeah. Let's pray a single come out of this bitch and I make my money back. You know what I'm saying? All this shit is a gamble. You know what I'm saying? You can put money up and don't see none of that shit no more.
Mm.
So I was putting up so much bread, sponsoring my tours. Nigga, you'd be surprised. I show you the statement. Like, nigga,
I believe you.
I spent bread on this shit, you know, because that's how much I believe in myself. Mm. But with Virgin, it's the same shit. They just gave me an open credit line. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's like having a credit card.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, almost $1 million I can pull from and keep doing my thing. And say a song come out that motherfucker, once I recoup what I spent, you know what I'm saying, from them, that's all profit. Mm. So what I got in my account, my personal account, is going to stay what it is.
Stay there.
And it's going to just keep adding on. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that's the type of situation I got with them. So, you know what I'm saying, the whole goal is to take these bitches up the charts. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Catch a whole bunch of these singles. Album, you know what I'm saying? Of course, album, you know what I'm saying? I want platinum albums, you know, I want all that shit. So that's, you know, we testing out. Like I said, tonight, Built Different. By the time y'all see this, it's going to be out. Mm-hmm.
So you've had success at the highest level as an artist. Mm-hmm. Now you getting the perfect deal that you always wanted, mm-hmm. right? What is the steps to building that hit? Because you had so many.
The steps to building a hit?
Yeah, like how do you...
Stay your ass in the studio. Ain't no secret to it. I say this all the time, bro. I never, in my life, I swear to God, I put this on Jeff, put this on Demi, I put on everything I love. I never in my life went in the studio and be like, I got to make a hit. I got, you know what I'm saying? No, I go in the studio and I just vibe the fuck out. Mm. I do whatever's going to get me comfortable in that vibe, and I go in the booth and I express myself. You know what I'm saying? And one thing I'm great at, I feel like I'm great at being relevant to the culture and saying what's actually going on. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out the loop of shit. A lot of niggas, I know you done heard it before, like you hear a nigga rapping. I just heard a song 2 weeks ago that was so fucking shit. I ain't gonna tell you who it is, but I was, you know, sometimes I just let Apple Music play, you know what I'm saying? Just, and you, when you can tell when somebody talking, you be like, what the fuck is you talking about?
You ain't gonna tell me.
You know what I'm saying?
I say it all the time.
Like, what the fuck is you talking about? So, you know what I'm saying? I never want to be that out of the loop when I drop something, I ain't talking about shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I think I got that gift to just stay relevant. You know what I'm saying? That's just me that just come from me just being tapped in. Like, you might catch me at the flame. You know what I'm saying? Ask Swamp, ask Plug, ask everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout out to Swamp.
Man, I don't want to tell my secret. I just went to Magic City 3 days ago by myself. I had a mask on. I was just in the cut.
Nigga, weren't you that
D-Bo,
bored? Why are you?
Am I lying?
Why?
I was bored.
I'm about to say, why are you that bored? Because like, there's no point to do that, nigga.
I was bored, bro. I swear to God. I just, you know what I'm saying? I was riding. I was like, let me just go to Magic real quick. You know what I'm saying? And it's so crazy because I had my shit on. I paid. I ain't even try to, you know what I'm saying? Pull the, I'm K-Camp. Had my mask on. Paid a little dub. Mm-hmm. Sat in the motherfucker. Just paid the part. I was just in the cut. Mm. I was just, you know what I'm saying? Just, okay, cool.
Damn.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But niggas ain't doing that type of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't doing that type of shit. That's the type of shit I just love doing. I ain't gonna say I love doing that, but it just always being tapped in. You know what I'm saying? I gotta feel something. I gotta feel some energy. I gotta feel what's raw. I gotta feel pause. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that was crazy.
Crazy.
Caught that myself. Was insane.
Caught myself.
You should have just let it go. I wouldn't have even thought.
If I would have let it go, somebody would have said pause.
We so childish.
Oh God.
Damn.
But yeah, man, I just gotta, you know what I'm saying, feel energy, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how I approach all my shit, bro. Mm. Just stay authentic with it.
Yeah, what do you think is probably the hardest part about being K-Camp right now in this present moment?
In this present moment, honesty, the females. Mm.
It's going like that?
I got some crazy shit going on right now. Not even on what you probably thinking, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I got a girlfriend right now, you know what I'm
Wait,
saying?
Wait, what?
So I'm locked in, you feel me?
So how is the females that... Talk to me, bro.
It's just fans who just really taking my music and thinking it's about them type shit. Like, real stalker behavior. Like, I don't want to get too deep in it because they might goddamn watch it and try to come at me again. But, yeah. It just, you know, it ain't really, you know what I'm saying? I'm out the way. I've been out the way for the last year and a half, bro. I ain't going to lie to you. I be ducked off. I be at my girl crib. I be out of town. I be chilling, bro. Mm. But that's probably like the most thing that got loud. That's kind of shaky right now. Could he be great?
I do want to talk to you about that, bro. How, like, the girl, did you been knew her? Like, how long did you know her before you made it, shorty?
Probably going on 2 years.
So you knew her 2 years before you made her your girl?
Hold on, what you talking about?
Like, how you know, like, how, you, before you made her your girl, like, did you know her for a long time?
Was it? Oh, no. I had met her at a show I had did with 2 Chainz at the bank. This was probably like 2 years ago.
Damn.
And we was dating for like a year.
Nah, I asked that because I feel like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, like I just walking into like a new season of my life where I'm single now. And it's like, I'm scared, bro. I don't know, because it's like,
it's
people
scary,
waiting
bro.
For opportunities. I don't know who really rock with you. It's like, how do you...
I feel like that all the time, but you got to just let... You got to just vibe out. You'll know when it comes to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to find some good shit out here. I ain't going to lie to you. They fucked up right now.
It's crazy right now.
It's fucked up right now. But you know what I'm saying? That you can't rush it. Like I was saying, I was dating the girl I was talking to for a year. Mm. And she asked me plenty of times, like, when you going to make me yo? I was like, when it's time. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to rush into nothing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it was that time, and I just made it official. But by the grace of God, I found me a good one. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like I always had that touch with women, though, that I make my girlfriend, like, I don't know. It just, something about my soul just know where to find some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I attract, I can tell by just, I pay attention to women. You know what I'm saying? I see how you move, how you talk, how you respond. You know what I'm saying? I watch every little quality because I grew up with my mom and my sister. Mm-hmm. So I'm real, like, in tune with that. So I don't know. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because niggas be like, but you ain't going to find shit, but you too lit. Like, you ain't going to have no girl. But I found one. You know what I'm saying? So shit.
Nah, shout out to you.
God is good.
Yo, for the young artists coming up, bro, it's an artist somewhere who's, like, banking on a major, a deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They just doing all they can do to be successful. Like, what advice would you give to them?
I say the same shit every time, man. Well, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I say build your leverage first. Mm. Build your base. Build your, you know what I'm saying? Find you some fans who fuck with you first. You know, because these days, these labels ain't, they basing everything off numbers. Mm-hmm. They don't even care about talent that much. They want to see if you got some numbers. They want to see if you got fans. They want to see if you got folks purchasing your product. So build you some leverage. Get you some fans. Perform for those fans. Read over your contracts. Don't let nobody tell you that you know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody just, if it's your career, bro, take control of your career. That's what I didn't do in the beginning. Mm. I didn't take control of my career, and it almost left me fucked up somewhere. Mm. So everything changed when I took control of my career. When I told myself, stop being a goddamn fuck nigga, read these contracts, learn something, you know what I'm saying? Stop thinking, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna just drink and party every day and everything gonna just fall in your lap. Nah, nigga, learn something. You know what I'm saying? You know, just put your head in the book. You know, I don't wanna sound like no OG, but nah, it's real shit. Like, put your head in the book, learn some shit, get some information, Google it, chat GBT.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that motherfucker a fool. Like,
yeah.
I get so much game off chat GBT. So y'all got too much resources these days. So just tap in on your shit. Anything you got a question, just ask the internet.
And don't be afraid to say no.
Yeah, bro, that too.
Bro, I use ChatGPT, right? And at this level of my career, this is what made me say, damn, I'm growing up. I was had the opportunity to get a licensing deal. Mm. And the guy sent me the contract because he was making a connect. So basically, it was like, you know, you got to pay a connect fee type shit.
Yeah.
But in the contract, it just ain't make sense. I ChatGPT'd it, right? And in my mind, you know, like, you want it to make sense. It's like,
yeah, for sure.
Tell me something good.
For sure.
And it's just like, tell him change this. Tell him, just tell me something. Like, redo it. So at the end of the day, I'm like, man, write me an email to say da da da. So I told him like what I want to change and things like that. He basically was like sticking to his stance.
Shit.
And I'm like, nah,
say no. That shit ain't for you. You know what I'm saying?
I wanted it to be,
of course. Man, there's so much shit, man. Like, come on, man. You got, like you said, bro, you got to say no to some shit because something else is going to present. If you keep doing what you're doing right now, you already doing. I see your ass everywhere.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you doing your shit. So stay down on that, nigga. A bigger opportunity gonna present itself.
So I say, like, and I want you to help me out with this. I always be like, man, ain't no point on no major because by the time they want to sign you, you can sign yourself. What would you say to that, though? Is that, how much of that is true and how much of it is not so true?
I don't know how the podcast world works.
In an artist sense, though.
Okay.
Because the same thing, by the time they want to sign you, you already got fans. Think about it, they want to sign Sexy Red when she already dropped the hottest song in the world. Like,
exactly.
What?
So it's like, that's when you go in there with the leverage and you set the terms. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If they really want to fuck with you, you set the terms and they got to, you know what I'm saying? Of course, it's give or take. You're not going to get everything you want in a deal. You know what I'm saying? That's just how business go. You're not going to get everything you want, but you can get the majority share of what you're trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you already got this shit popping, they got to listen to you. You know what I'm saying? And you use their paper, because I know they giving paper. At the end of the day, that's what it, they give paper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you just take their paper and you turn your shit up more. Buy better equipment, have that shit going crazy.
What's a good percentage, I guess, from an artist's perspective? Like, what do you want to look for?
It depends on what you're doing. Like, that's a hard question. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because...
What you looking for?
I got what I was looking for. I got what I was looking for. My shit is sweet, man. My shit is sweet.
Oh, we looking sweet. For, I don't know, because I don't know how I go in the music world, like 80%, 70, like
85. They get like 15, 10 or something like that.
That's not bad. I mean,
it's not bad at all.
If you want to front me some money, like you deserve that.
Yeah, that's not bad at all, especially if you, you know what I'm saying, you got shit going on and you making, you know what I'm saying, income, like, yeah. I got a 90-10 split on my old catalog, like 85.
You ever thought about, because there's so many companies that buy, like, music catalogs. Mm-hmm. You ever thought about doing that? Would you say that's a smart play to do?
It depends if that catalog making money. If it ain't making no money, no. You know what I'm saying? But it's ways. It's tricks. Like, you can buy somebody's catalog, and then you can put the money to turn the song up. Because shit go viral on TikTok and the internet. You know what I'm saying? Anything can go up. So if you should strategically put a campaign behind some shit you bought, it's gonna make money.
I'm thinking like you selling your catalog though.
Oh, me selling?
Yeah. See,
I'm thinking, I'm talking about
you want some big dog business type.
Yeah, man.
You trying to be what? Then well, no, we ain't gonna go. Yo, I just like, seen an artist talking about buying somebody's catalog. Damn, I wasn't even talking about that. I was talking about like you selling your catalog.
Oh yeah,
this nigga, you want some big dogs?
Yeah, I want some other shit right now. But
who catalog you to bought, bro?
I ain't buying nobody catalog yet.
This nigga is crazy.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's a different flex right there.
Yeah, one of my big dogs that helped me out with this partnership. He keep telling me like, buy some catalog.
You know, yo, we seen an artist go at another artist in the industry talking about who owned your masters. He gonna buy his music and shit like
Michael
that.
Michael Jackson owned the Beatles.
Damn.
Remember he bought all their publishing?
He had all
their catalog. He was doing some big dog shit. So this ain't no new shit. This is...
You right.
This is some shit that's been happening.
So you would never sell your catalog?
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
They tried to offer me to sell my catalog probably like a year ago, 2 years ago. I turned it down. It just wasn't enough. You know what I'm saying? I just felt like I could turn my shit up a little more. And then that's the goal. You know what I'm saying? I ain't say that's the goal, but... If they come with the right check, why not take all that money and just, you set. You good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Future never sold that shit with 70 M's and come on now, nigga.
Metro Boomin sold it.
You feel me? Like, come on, man. Nigga, give me 70 M's. What studio?
Facts.
I'm gone.
I want to beat somewhere.
I'm gone. Like, nigga, I've been working too hard. Nigga, it's a decade plus. Nigga, I've been in the studio every day of my life. Nigga, like, you give me 70 M's? Huh? Okay.
Yo, before I let you out of here, I always ask people the same question as of late. Yo, if you could look back on the hardest time of your life.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What was it?
Hardest time of my life. My cousin Lil Jeff died. He was like my older brother. Learned everything. Learned how to hoop from him. Learned about bitches. Excuse my friends, I'm sorry. Learned everything from my cousin Lil Jeff. You know what I'm saying? When he died, when my daughter died.
I remember that.
That was a life-changing moment for me. That's when I stopped fearing death. Because I held her in my hand while she was dead. So that kind of like hit a switch in my brain. I think it's like just people passing, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's always the one that kind of like, oh, life for real. This shit is serious. But that's about it. But I take all that and I use it as motivation. You know what I'm saying? Like when I'm feeling low, when I'm feeling down or depressed about something, I get quiet. I talk to everybody that I lost. You know what I'm saying? I just... Okay, cool. I get the same message every time. Keep going. You know what I'm saying? Show these folks. So that's really the fuel for real.
So for an artist that's in the middle of the most success they've seen in their career, they're doing great. Their time is about to come and they lose somebody really close to them. What do you tell them? How do they get through that? through the lens of you, of how you was able to get through it.
Put it in the music. You got to let it out somewhere. You know what I'm saying? That's really how I really deal with a lot of my shit. Even if I go rap about it and the song don't come out, I got it off my chest. You know what I'm saying? Instead of bottling that shit in. You know what I'm saying? I like, that's really my therapy. The studio, my therapy, bro. Like, I make the best songs. Me personally, I feel like I make the best songs when I'm really feeling pain or just feeling like somebody made me angry. Like, when I got that emotion really in me, I make the best shit. So I love, I don't love it, I ain't gonna say that, but I love when I'm, you know what I'm saying, vulnerable, feeling like that, because it always turns into a blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I appreciate you, brother.
Love, dog.
Oh, man, I can't wait to listen to the project, dog.
Yeah, built shit out different. At midnight, man.
Yeah, you know built different. Out. It's going to be out by the time y'all see this, man.
Sir.
It's always a pleasure, man. One thing I love about you, bro, every time I hit your phone, you always answer.
For sure.
Literally, like, it ain't a lot, but
yeah.
Every time I hit your phone, you answer. And I do appreciate that, bro. Continue to be the person that you are, the genuine person you are.
So,
it's not a lot of these niggas.
Yeah, bro. It ain't. Somebody got to hold it down.
There's not a lot of us out here, bro.
For sure.
Oh, man. K Camp, Mr. J Hill, J Hill Podcast. It's a wrap. We out.
You dig?
Oh, that was good, brother.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.